97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Welcome back.
Hey,
how are you?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like gone for
you
that.
You weren't like gone, gone.
Yeah,
but
no, and it's nice to have other voices hang out and talk about trends. It's nice to have some folks express their own opinions and the stuff that they are currently obsessing over. And tell you what, I 100% am not just stalling because it's taken 1,000 years for Microsoft Word to open up on my computer. There we go.
All right. Good.
Fantastic. I learned something that honestly I wish I would have seen when it was actually relevant and really trending. It was very much the leftovers, the aftershocks over on Blue Sky. But I learned some stuff about Led Zeppelin's contracts circa 1968.
Okay.
Do you know anything about this?
Is this the one where they wanted like a whole bunch of like green M&Ms or whatever? Or is that some other band?
No, I mean, there's all sorts of rider legends that get distributed when it comes to big famous bands. But there's a fascinating look into the history of music based on an examination of the original contract that Led Zeppelin signed in November of 1968. It got discovered because it was buried in a 2005 Florida court filing regarding royalties for Led Zeppelin. So these things don't necessarily get saved, especially on this length of time, but
right.
Court documents, just like screenshots,
court documents are forever. Yes.
So we now know that the band got $104,000 up front from Atlantic Records in a 3-year deal in exchange for recording 24 sides of a 45 RPM record every year, plus another $51,000 roughly in 1969 and another $51,000 in 1970, which if you know anything about anything when it comes to Led Zeppelin, those are prolific years for the band.
Correct.
That is 3 sequential albums all bearing their name, which branding, baby, that's SEO right there. Before SEO was a thing, we were optimizing. Led Zeppelin got a 7.33 royalty rate in the United States and Canada, and with a 5.5% royalty rate everywhere else.
So what does this tell us about the world today?
It tells us nothing about the world today.
Oh, good.
It's a fun thing in terms of looking at this, and it's like when you look at a house on Zillow and you can be like, oh, in 1960 it was bought for 2 blueberries and a nickel. Like, these are sorry numbers.
Yes.
But my favorite thing about all of this, and the reason I wanted to talk about this on Trends, is the contract is very specific about one fascinating detail, which is that Jimmy Page is designated and named as the undisputed leader of the band.
Ooh.
All right. Within the contract, at the height of Led Zeppelin's career, legally, Jimmy Page was designated formally as the leader of the band with the ability to replace entirely Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, or John Bonham at will should anything happen. Jimmy Page was entrusted with the stewardship of the band by the execs that signed.
I mean, I guess someone has to be.
And it makes sense to be Jimmy Page, my opinion.
It's Jimmy or Robert, and you can't leave it up to the two of them to agree.
No.
Because that's not necessarily going to happen.
And you can't necessarily trust Robert to always do the best or smartest thing.
Right. And John Paul Jones is John Paul Jones, and John Bonham is not even in this conversation. So,
That's rude for so many reasons. Talk about John Bonham not being in conversations.
I don't think you entrust the drummer with control over, like, can I replace the lead singer or the... Although, that would be fun as well.
I mean, that is the foundation of the band. But yeah, I thought this would be a fun thing to talk about here on Trend, since we do a lot of music stuff, obviously being a radio station. I think that it's cool to settle an argument here and forever about who is the most important piece of Led Zeppelin. I can't wait to just bring this out to quash any arguments about Robert Plant being the keystone. No, baby, it's Jimmy Page the whole time.
Okay, now I'm curious, what bands would you just automatically assume the drummer is the one in charge? Potentially Genesis.
I mean,
in the Phil Collins
era. There is no potentially there. Phil Collins is the boss.
Possibly The Band with Levon Helm. And I can't off the top of my head think of another one. I feel like I would entrust Nirvana to Dave Grohl first and foremost. But that's more like retroactive. Like, I understand that Dave Grohl is like a dad now and a responsible dude.
I am really going to show my ignorance here. I am deeply sorry to all those I offend, mostly my father. Don Henley's the drummer of the Eagles, right? What yes? instrument does Don Henley play? I feel so bad. I feel so awful right now.
I think you're just getting Don Henley confused with... No, he was the drummer. You're right. Okay, yeah. Don Henley.
Don Henley runs the Eagles. We all know that, right?
Oh, just Glenn Frey just...
I said what I said.
All right.
I mean,
all right.
Not that I have a whole lot of credibility since I had to confirm that he is, in fact, the drummer. I just know that sometimes you see him in other capacities. I just wanted to check in on that.
He was the drummer, yes.
Yeah. Man, I feel like we're very much in an era musically now where we've pushed back so strongly in like a reactive measure against lead guitarists just being center of the show and stage all the time that we're almost overcompensating of no, I don't care about you at all. I want the guy in the back. I want him to be in charge.
I guess Mick Fleetwood and Fleetwood Mac, like the band is named after him, but I wouldn't put him in charge of the band necessarily.
Yeah, kind of in charge of the branding.
In charge of the brand, but not the band. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want you to be making all these decisions.
Would you let Travis Barker make the decisions for Blink 182?
I was going to start talking about Lindsey Buckingham, but the Travis is a much more interesting conversation. I wouldn't let anyone in Blink 182 make any decisions.
Billy Joe Armstrong, you got to make the decisions for us.
Help us.